time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, it's time for a legislative update with State Representative Christine Watkins. Representative Watkins, how are we today?
I'm much better today.
Thank you.
As we both know, yesterday was a rough day. I received the second COVID shot Wednesday, and by Wednesday night, I was in trouble, and I couldn't make it to the Capitol yesterday. I couldn't even stand up long enough.
Well, I appreciate you taking out the time to call us today, and glad to hear that you're feeling a little better.
Yep, I'm almost back to normal.
All right, well, let's kick it off right out of the gate with House Bill 295, and this deals with some wildlife amendment, mostly trail cameras, correct?
Yes, and what the bill, we heard it in committee today in Natural Resources, and they want to prohibit the wildlife cameras from August 1st to December 31st so that they can't be in use during the hunting season. And then it also outlawed the use of baiting animals. Well, I know that deer like apples because they're always in our little orchard that we have. But people will set out bushels of apples to get the deer to come in and eat them. And this is a lot of the bow hunters apparently use this. I'm not a bow hunter, so I didn't know that. But they do it so they're a little bit closer. Their claim is that hunting isn't hunting anymore, and it's just killing. There was a lot of discussion, a lot of people, oh man, again, my email was blown up and my text with people against or supporting. And of course, in our area, most of the people were against it. There was just a lot of conversation. I kind of think that maybe hunting in northern Utah is a little bit different than our neck of the woods, because when it came down to voting for it, the three representatives that voted against it were the one from San Juan County, me, and the one from Uinta County, and then all the others supported it.
This sounds to me like a bill that would have been getting a lot of opposition from like outdoors groups and sportsmen's groups. Is that kind of what you noticed there with that?
No, well, actually, it was a lot of people who are saying that the Division of Wildlife isn't managing their animals correctly, and this is one way to help beef up deer herds that have been declining and to make it more like the original days of hunting without the wildlife cameras. And apparently people in the industry of guiding use them a lot to guide hunters and charge for that and to go up and kill animals. I just wasn't convinced with their arguments that this was really well thought out and a good bill. And of course, we talk about the RAC. These are the groups in each part of the state that get together and discuss rules and regulations for hunting and fishing and all of the things that we do in that arena. And so they felt like it should be up to the RAC, and yet some of it they said, no, this has got to be legislative. And Representative Chu and I, he's from Uinta, we were like, can we kind of take this maybe to our interim committee to study? But he was the one that brought it up and could kind of see that that wasn't going to go that way. So there were three of us in southeastern Utah who voted against it. And then, of course, everybody else voted for it.
Kind of outnumbered on that one.
Yep, it'll go to the floor, so we'll see what happens there.
All right. Another one that we need to bring up is House Bill 170, and you and I shared a funny story about this before we came on the air. So House Bill 170 is all about the little cards for your vehicle registration making a comeback. So let's talk about that one.
You know, we took that away in special session 5 or 6, I don't remember which one, and because we were concerned about funding for it. It does cost to send those cards out. They noticed many people were forgetting to register their cars. And a representative brought this forth and said, okay, we're going to charge you $1 to send out the card. And that wasn't going over real well. So they just found some money to fund it. So that bill passed on the floor. And the funny thing was, when they were presenting it, they showed a picture of the speaker's car and his license plate was expired. It was pretty funny. So it passed. So I'm pretty sure you're going to be starting to get, I don't know how long it's going to take to get it going again, but people will be getting those cards in the mail to say, oh, this is your month. You need to register your car.
It won't help me out for this month, though, is what you're trying to say.
No, you've got to get out there and do that now. You've got time. We're not into March yet.
I will take care of that. As soon as I get off the air with you, how's that?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So we've got those two bills. We're going to touch base with you again next week. Now, Monday is a day off for the legislature, correct? You guys won't be working on Monday?
We will not be. And when I come back Tuesday, I actually am presenting two bills in two different committees Tuesday morning. So it's going to be, we'll see how this works out. But we are really going to be turning up the heat and getting going on either passing or not passing bills. And our appropriation committees are done, so it'll go just standing committees and floor time.
Representative Christine Watkins, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it, and we'll touch base with you again next week, all right?
All right. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Be safe coming home. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.